Blackstone Publishing presents Writers and Lovers, a novel by Lily King. This book is read by Stacy Glumboski. I have a pact with myself, not to think about money in the morning. I'm like a teenager trying not to think about sex, but I'm also trying not to think about sex, or Luke, or death, which means not thinking about my mother, who died on vacation last winter. There are so many things I can't think about in order to write in the morning. Adam, my landlord, watches me walk his dog. He leans against his Benz in a suit and sparkling shoes as I come back up the driveway. He's needy in the morning. Everyone is, I suppose. He enjoys his contrast to me in my sweats and untamed hair. When the dog and I are closer, he says, "You're up early." I'm always up early. "So are you. Meeting with the judge at the courthouse at 7 sharp. "Admire me, admire me. Admire judge and courthouse and 7 sharp. Somebody's got to do it." I don't like myself around Adam. I don't think he wants me to. I let the dog yank me a few steps past him toward a squirrel squeezing through some slats at the side of his big house. "So," he says, unwilling to let me get too far away, "how's the novel?" He says it like I made the word up myself. He's still leaning against his car and turning only his head in my direction, as if he likes his pose too much to undo it. "It's all right." The bees in my chest stir. A few creep down the inside of my arm. One conversation can destroy.